This is Dakota Datebook for July 30th. The United States entered World War II in December of 1941, and at that time, most of Europe was occupied by Germany. The continent was considered a fortress, and invasion would not happen for several years. Fortress Europe did not have a roof, however, and American air operations against German-occupied Europe started in 1942. Air missions increased until the Normandy landings in June of 1944 and continued until the war in Europe ended in May of 1945. The American Army Air Force took the war into the German heartland with the 8th Air Force equipped with B-17 and B-24 heavy four-engine bombers that flew out of bases in England. Bombing missions dropped millions of tons of bombs on factories, rail yards, and other military targets. These air operations did not go without cost, however. Thousands of planes were shot down by German fighters and anti-aircraft fire, with tens of thousands of air crew as casualties. During 1943, fewer than one out of four 8th Air Force crew members could expect to complete his tour of duty. 25 combat missions was a tour. Two-thirds of the men could expect to die in combat or be captured by the enemy. The 8th Air Force would have more fatalities than the entire U.S. Marine Corps in the Pacific Theater. Airmen killed in the air were scattered and buried all across Europe. On this date, in 1943, Staff Sergeant George Krueger was a waist gunner on the B-17 bomber called Man of War when it was shot down by German fighter planes near the small village of Opijnen, Holland. Krueger was killed along with seven other crew members and were buried side by side in a small church cemetery by residents of the town. When the war was finally over, airmen's graves were located all across Europe, and remains were either sent back to the States or interred in the large centralized U.S. cemeteries in the liberated countries. The citizens of Opijnen made a request that the graves of the 8 airmen be left to their care in their own little village cemetery. The request was granted, and George Richard Krueger of Hankinson, North Dakota, lies next to his crewmates in the only place in Europe where American airmen who perished as a crew during World War II are buried where they died. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Scott Nelson. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.